Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Lainey Homan, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. If you've ever felt behind, scattered, discouraged, or unsure how to build a steady homeschool rhythm, Homeschool Consistency Bootcamp was created for you. During this round of bootcamp, Dawn Garrett and Emily Brown will help you simplify your expectations, build realistic routines, and finally feel confident showing up each day. This year, for the first time ever, you get the brand new Consistency Mindset Masterclass with Emily Brown, available exclusively inside the bootcamp. You can learn more and join us at homeschoolbettertogether.com/consistency. The doors close on April 10th, so be sure and sign up today. Now, let's jump into this episode where I share my story of how consistency changed my homeschooling from the inside out. In today's episode, I really want to dive into my own homeschooling journey with you guys and talk about the different seasons of growth that I have experienced over the past 22 years. So I did start homeschooling 22 years ago, and I've graduated 4 of my 8 kids. And at this point in our homeschool life, I have pretty well established rhythms and routines and feel pretty confident about helping my children navigate through their remaining years that they are going to be with me. But when I started out, I did not have that calm presence, and I certainly was not confident. And it was a struggle. Everything felt heavy. It felt like this incredible burden that I was carrying on my own. It was a privilege for sure, but it felt like a very heavy weight to be the one who was so responsible for the education that my child was going to receive. And while we had discussed homeschooling kind of in theory and thought we might consider it, by the time my oldest was school age, I had, you know, a kindergarten age kid, a preschooler, and a newborn infant, and everything felt very overwhelming. And so we went ahead and put him in school. It took about one semester before we were like, nope, we're going to pull him out and we are really going to try this homeschooling thing. But I was not calm or settled about it. I felt like I was supposed to do this, but I also felt very strongly that I had to do it perfectly or I was somehow going to mess up my children. So I did a deep dive into learning about all kinds of curriculum and educational philosophies. I went to homeschool conferences and conventions, and I contacted local homeschoolers to pick their brains and visited co-ops. And I had one mom come alongside me and she said, you know, you really just need to calm down. And I kind of had to chuckle because I recognized that she was right. I was very uptight and kind of tightly wound about this new venture that I was taking on, but I just really wasn't sure that things were going to be okay the way that she was assuring me that they would be. And I had very unrealistic expectations about what homeschooling would look like. We did not have good solid routines in place. I picked a curriculum that had everything included, and I thought we had to get up and do all of the curriculum every day. And I would get tired and frustrated when I would get pushback or the baby would cry or our days were disrupted. And I constantly felt like we were behind. I wasn't checking everything off on our little grid schedule that we had. And I was just always wondering if I was doing enough. And in those early years, especially, I really was concerned that somehow I was going to fail my children. And I thought that homeschooling success meant having this perfect plan, but I really had no idea what I actually needed because I just felt incapable of executing the plan that I had in my head that I was holding on to as something that looked like success. And then what changed everything for me was not finding better curriculum. And let me tell you, I tried for a long time to find the perfect curriculum that was going to correct my kids' attitudes, that was going to be the solution for us smoothly completing our days as written in the perfect homeschool plan. And I was very frustrated when, as I changed curriculum multiple times, that was not what was happening. I was getting bored with the curriculum. We were less consistent. We had more kids. The exhaustion and the frustration was mounting. But what I learned in later years was that it really didn't have anything to do with the curriculum that I was using. What really mattered was learning how to show up consistently. And I could change the entire dynamic of our homeschool, regardless of the curriculum that we were using, by simply showing up and being consistent. It was going to create stability. It was going to create momentum for their learning. It was going to give me confidence, but it was also going to give my kids confidence. They knew what to expect. And a lot of the pushback I had been receiving started to diminish and then eventually go away because they just knew this is what we do. In their academics, they began to improve because they were having consistent practice on the things that were difficult for them. So they began needing less review over math facts and reading skills. And it ultimately overflowed into bringing more peace into our home as a whole, because children don't really need perfect days, but they do need predictable rhythms. And this was a huge mindset shift for me, because I moved from having a perfectionism mindset to having a faithfulness mindset. So I just want you to remember that homeschool success is not built on one amazing day. It is built in the ordinary Tuesdays, the ordinary Wednesdays. It is built through the showing up day after day. It is showing up on the good days. It's showing up on the bad days. And maybe that the heart behind how I'm showing up is more important than what I'm actually accomplishing on that curriculum checklist that I'm trying to get through. And as I began to have this mindset shift in my homeschool, I began to see fruit that I did not anticipate. Before we were more consistent in our homeschool, I constantly felt behind. I was constantly scattered. I was unsure of all the things. I was unsure if I was failing my children. I was unsure of what we were supposed to do for the day. I was just overall unsure. I can guarantee you that my kids also felt unsure. They were unsure about whether we were going to do school today. You know, I was reactive instead of being intentional. And the kids were dependent upon my mood instead of the structure that I was providing for them. And they were resistant to being called to school whenever that was not something that they could guarantee every day. They were very disengaged in their own learning. And I was so overwhelmed with decision fatigue from having to constantly make decisions every day, rather than making those decisions once and then just showing up day after day and making sure that we followed through with the decisions that I had already made. And so I really want you to see that my homeschool moved from this place of stress and anxiety for me, one of confusion and chaos for the kids, to something that really began to shape our more peaceful rhythms in our household. Kids that would show up to do school because they knew it was expected without all the crying and gnashing of teeth. Does that mean that we don't have crying and gnashing of teeth sometimes? Well, of course we do. They're kids. But the overall atmosphere in our home is not one of this stress and anxiety and constant chaos. It is really more of this flow of rhythm and routine where everybody knows what to expect. And the days that we're not doing school, those are the rare days. Those are the days that are like, oh, something's off today, rather than having that be the reversal. So before boot camp, I was really tired all the time. I was constantly second guessing my curriculum choices. I was second guessing like what I should be doing each day. I was inconsistent. We would begin school. Something would go off the rails. The babies would need something. Somebody else was crying because they didn't want to do math. And eventually I would just crumble and just be like, okay, we'll try again tomorrow. And so we ended up skipping days. And I really didn't have a good sense of what mattered most. I didn't have priorities set where I knew, like, okay, if we don't get anything else done today, these are the things that we need to get done. But I actually attended the Homeschool Consistency Boot Camp with Pam Barnhill and Don Garrett years ago. And when I did, something shifted. It was this reframing of what homeschooling actually meant. I went from feeling like I had to do everything every day to knowing that if I could just faithfully show up and do the things that I had prioritized, that we would little by little build up into this homeschool that was this bigger picture that I wanted. I went from feeling behind constantly to being focused on whether or not we were consistent day in and day out. And I moved from feeling like, oh, today was another failure, to even though today didn't go as I wanted it to, in the big picture, we're still building something long term because I know that we have made forward progress. And to be honest, the accountability that boot camp provided changed everything for me. Because it was one thing to tell myself that I should show up and do these things, but knowing that somebody expected me to show up helped me keep going on the days that I normally would have quit early. Knowing that I was going to have a community of women to check in with to say, hey, I did the hard thing today, was really life-giving to me in that season. And having other moms come in and be like, yep, we got it done. You know, this is what we said we were going to do. And now we've done it. And also having that support whenever a day was really hard and knowing that I pushed through, or on the days where I was learning to build this consistency, where maybe we didn't get everything done that I had planned, but I knew that I had showed up on the front end and really worked through the battle of making sure that we were doing school for the day. Because a lot of this was, for me, was like a mental shift of just knowing, like, what do I consider enough in my school day, and making some of those decisions on the front end. So boot camp was just really essential in changing the whole dynamic of how I homeschooled and how I showed up in my homeschool. Consistency did not include adding rigid schedules. It didn't include having really long hours for our school day. It certainly did not include finishing every lesson in the lesson plan list. And it did not include never missing a day. But consistency consisted of showing up and returning to show up even after a hard day, and to protect priorities, to set aside time that I considered this is our school time, to consider homeschooling as my job and as something that was an important part of my life that had to be protected, as opposed to something that just fit into the cracks of all of the other moving parts and pieces of my life. And as I began to consistently show up in my homeschool for my children with a better attitude, that just built momentum that made showing up in my homeschool every day easier and easier and easier as time went on. Consistency does not mean doing everything. It means doing the right things regularly. And these are ideas that really have a deep connection to the ideas of habit formation and steady growth over time. I don't look at our homeschool and look at what I learned during consistency boot camp and see something that changed in my children significantly, as much as it was something that changed in me significantly about how I viewed my responsibility as a homeschool mom. And that changed the way that I approached homeschooling. And that shifted the dynamic that created this more peaceful atmosphere in our home surrounding our school. But it also did bring out some amazing results in my children that I maybe wasn't really expecting as I went through the boot camp. I signed up because I knew I needed help. I wasn't a super organized person, certainly wasn't a person who thrives off of routine. And those are things that take effort for me. So I signed up for boot camp in the hope that I would be able to find the accountability to help me to establish some of those things. But what happened with my children was just nothing short of amazing. The Lord is gracious always, but my kids began to feel very secure in the fact that we were going to do school. Maybe they didn't want to do school, but they knew that as I built my consistency muscle, they were going to be expected to do school. So they began to trust that routine. And when they would trust that routine, they would engage faster. There was far less pushback. They weren't complaining near as much because it was like, oh, it's really not, it's kind of pointless to continue to grumble because I'm going to have to do this anyway. And then that led them into building more independence because I had kids that recognized, well, if I'm going to have to do this no matter what, I may as well get up and get started and work, do, you know, go through my work without all the drama because I'm going to be finished faster. And that was a real blessing for me. And it was a side effect that I did not anticipate, but one that was a really beautiful one for me. And then their academics, they just retain knowledge better when they're getting it consistently. I had kids that were moving through math programs more quickly. I had kids that were starting to build fluency in their reading more quickly. So my consistency and the tools that I learned during homeschool consistency boot camp really allowed my children to relax because they knew what to expect. And predictability is one of the greatest gifts that we can give our children. So I just want to talk about really briefly, if you're hearing this and you're like, well, this all sounds great, but I don't even know where to begin. Everything is just a mess in my homeschool and I'm constantly reacting and I'm constantly putting out fires rather than actually being proactive and ahead of things. And I want to encourage you to start smaller than you think. This is a consistent motto at Homeschool Better Together. Start small, build slow. Consistency is no different. So think about the anchors that you already have in your day and choose one or two things that you want to prioritize above everything else and start there. Protect those and develop simple rhythms that allow you to show up consistently for your kids. Consistency starts with protecting a few things and not controlling everything. So this is where kind of the rubber meets the road. You're going to have to choose something. If you've ever heard of Fly Lady, when I was a young mom, I joined the Fly Lady website and got used to get the emails. And one of the things she encouraged was to shine your sink every day. And by shining your sink, it was like staking a claim for making sure that no matter what, you were going to protect this one piece of real estate in your home from being cluttered and junky. And the idea is that when you have a shiny sink, eventually that spills over into having clean counters and a clean kitchen. It spills over into having a clean home. And it all starts with the action of shining your sink. So consistency is the same way. Choose something that you want to start with and then protect it and make sure you're very faithful to do that thing. And as you build faithfulness in that one thing, your capacity grows and you're able to develop consistency in greater areas over time. And if all of this, you're like, this sounds great, but I think I really need somebody to come alongside and help me. Well, we are opening boot camp right now. You have a few days to sign up for this next round of boot camp. And boot camp will help you clarify your priorities. It will help you build your routines. You can reset expectations. And my favorite part of boot camp is that it gives you a place to stay accountable. Again, you're going to have like-minded mamas who are right in the trenches with you, and you're going to have an opportunity to come in every afternoon and report, you know, that you've done school, talk about what went well, talk about what was difficult, and have a plan for the next day. And right now, this is really going to help you finish strong for the remainder of the year. So I know that consistency boot camp really changed the way I homeschool, and I believe that it can do the same thing for you. So I hope that you will join us inside boot camp. But remember, consistency is not about perfection. It is about faithfulness. And your homeschool doesn't have to be impressive. It just needs to be steady. And steady builds something so beautiful over time. So thanks for listening, and I really hope to see you inside. Well, that's our show for today. Please be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about our Homeschool Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next time, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.